Antony's mount snorted, the stallion's breath creating frosty clouds in the frigid morning air. Few rode Rotten Row this early, and fewer walked through Hyde Park, allowing him to steer his horse along the Serpentine without notice. He squinted at a figure on horseback on the other side of the lake and cued Ceres to trot. Was that Amelia? She often rode with the company of either one of her male relations or a groom. Her seat was excellent, sitting tall and proud while trotting her horse, putting him through his paces. It had to be her. As he approached, her head turned, giving him a full view of her lovely face. Her green eyes were slightly red-rimmed, and faint dark circles marred the underside. Had she been crying over last night? His heart plummeted into his stomach. Miss Montford, I am pleased to see you this morning. A movement to his side made him turn. Her groom had guided his horse closer. Miss Montford?
I am well, Ian. Sir Antony is a friend.
The groom nodded and backed his horse to its previous position. He did his best to ignore how she referred to him, but the appellation friend still stung. The park is perfect for riding this morning. She glanced around at their environs.
All of London was at the Marquess's ball last night. They would not be out so early after such a late night. My brother and grandparents were not down yet when I departed this morning for my ride. Mr. Gideon claimed they arrived home not long before sunrise.
The ball sounds as though it was a huge success then.
Yes, I imagine it was.
His heart ached at her soft, sedate tone. She was never so reserved with him. I should like to speak about what happened last night. She glanced to him before she resituated her reins in her hands.
Riding brings me peace. I hope to lose myself in a good gallop down Rotten Row before it becomes too crowded and too dangerous, but the swans glided so gracefully across the surface of the water that I stopped to watch.
They are beautiful. I have seen them swimming even on the coldest of days. He cleared his throat and pulled his shoulders back, then released them in an attempt to relieve the tension. Would you object if I joined you for your ride? She shook her head.
I do not mind. The avenue is wide enough for us both.
It is, but I should not want to intrude if you wish for solitude.
What if I fancy a race? Would you accept a challenge from a lady?
He allowed a small smile. I would, though I believe I possess the advantage.
How is that?
She said, with her brows drawn down a little in the middle. Well, I am allowed to ride astride, while you are forced to sit side-saddle. Perhaps we should establish some rules so our competition would be fair. Her back stiffened and her eyebrows rose high.
Are you saying I cannot win riding side-saddle?
He swallowed hard at the change in pitch of her voice. No, I had not meant anything of the sort. One side of her lips quirked.
I should hope not.
She steered her horse towards the pathways and he followed, allowing her to lead the way. As soon as their horses found purchase on the soft dirt of the row, she glanced over her shoulder, her eyes holding a wicked gleam. Then she took off down the avenue in a gallop. Blast, he muttered, and cued his horse to follow. He sat forward in his saddle and gripped with his knees, relishing the sting of the cold air against his cheeks. Amelia and her horse were holding the lead, so he squeezed his mount's flank, urging him forward. Ceres caught up to the rear of hers and began to gradually overtake her grey as the end of the king's private road came into sight. They had not set an ending place for the race, so how were they to determine the victor? At the last footpath, Amelia sat up and slowed her stallion to a trot, turning and heading back in the direction from whence they came. He did the same and drew alongside her. We never set an end point.
Nicholas and I always race to the last footpath.
Ah, the end made sense. You handled your horse exceptionally well. How long has he been your mount?
He was a gift from Nicholas 3 years ago. I had proven I could handle Nicholas's stallion and hoped for more of a challenge. My grandfather was wary of me riding such a spirited animal, but Nicholas chose well. He has a smooth gait, and I love riding him.